Chapter 8. I returned to Fritzing Hall. 2 hours later, Ezra Jennings was waiting for me, sitting alone in a little bare room on the ground floor, the walls covered with illustrations of horrible diseases. "I have my notes ready for you," he said. "But before we start, do you mind if I ask you one or two more questions?"
"Ask me anything you like," I replied.
"Do you remember having an argument with Dr. Candy at the birthday dinner on the subject of his profession?"
All that I could remember was that I had stupidly and repeatedly attacked the art of medicine, enough to anger even Dr. Candy.
"Did you have any special anxiety about the diamond at that time?"
he asked. "Yes. I knew it was the object of a conspiracy. I was extremely worried about its safety." I told him about the three Indians. He handed me his notes.
"Read that in the light of my two questions," he said. "You see, not only that you took the diamond, but that you did it in a state of trance. You will also see that Dr. Candy gave you a dose of opium without you knowing, to disprove your stupid theories and to teach you a lesson. If he hadn't fallen ill, he would have returned the next day and acknowledged the trick he played on you. Miss Verinder would have heard about it, and the truth would have been discovered immediately. The opium was secretly given to you in some way. Now, read Dr. Candy's words, which, like a puzzle, I have completed with my own, in capitals." I read them. "I decided to teach Mr. Blake a lesson. He says he can't sleep. I told him his nerves are out of order. He said medicine is like a blind man searching in the dark. I told him medicine can easily cure sleeplessness. I gave him 40 drops of opium without him knowing. I will tell him tomorrow morning. Now," he said, "do you believe you were acting under the influence of opium?"
"Yes," I said, shaken by what I had read. "I'm beginning to think I must have been. But how does that help? How can I prove it?"
"Are you willing to try a daring experiment?" he asked.
"Tell me what to do,"
I said impatiently. "Do this," he said. "Steal the diamond unconsciously in a trance for a second time and in the presence of witnesses." He ignored my laughter. "It can be done. Listen. There is medical evidence to prove that everything we think is recorded by the brain and can be recalled later. But we have absolutely no memory or knowledge of this. It is subconscious. Do you understand?" I nodded. "Now, the common belief is that opium sends you to sleep. This is only half true. I'm speaking to you now, under the influence of opium. It makes you lively and awake immediately after it has been taken. Then later, it is a calming influence. The first effect produces rich impressions in your mind, extraordinarily clear thoughts. Your fears and doubts about the diamond, for instance, were exaggerated into certainties that pulled you to Miss Verinder's sitting room. Later, back in your room, as the second calming action took effect, you fell into a deep sleep. The experiment may enable you to remember what you did with the diamond after you left Miss Verinder's room. You may remember where you hid it." I stopped him there. "The diamond is in London now," I said, "and nobody knows how it got there." I told him about Luca.
"All right," he said.
but the experiment may still throw some light on how the stone got into someone else's hands. In order for it to succeed, it is extremely important to recreate exactly the same conditions as on the birthday night.
Out of the question, I said. Lady Verinder is dead. Mr. Ablewhite is in Europe.
That doesn't matter. No, no, what I meant was that you must give up smoking again. You must be in exactly the same nervous state, and, of course, everything in the house must be the same as on the night of the birthday.
Perhaps, but it's Rachel's house now. She'll never agree to it.
Let me write to her, he said. I'll tell her everything.
He pressed my hand gently.
What do you think?
I agreed.
It was then the 15th of June. The experiment has now been tried. I will now pass the pen to Ezra Jennings. He will tell you the result.